This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Denver Public Schools has adopted new rules that would make it a national leader in environmental sustainability. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Students from several high schools lobbied the school board for a year to pass the policies. They direct the district to adopt clean energy technology and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They also call for the district to prioritize sustainability for marginalized groups. Board member Scott Balderman pointed to a Yale study showing collective action is also the best way to reduce climate anxiety among youth.
Turning off lights and putting something in the recycle bin just doesn't have as big of an impact from a mental health standpoint as is collective action.
The students said their futures depend on everyone taking action. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A Boulder man died after setting himself on fire outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Friday night. Local police identified the man as 50-year-old Wynn Bruce. No details have emerged as to why this happened, but police said there is no ongoing threat to public safety. Colorado's largest coal-fired power plant could close sooner than expected, possibly 4 years earlier than originally planned for the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo. That's according to a new proposal obtained by CPR News. Plant operator Xcel Energy, government agencies, and labor unions are part of the new deal. Xcel Energy was expected to file the settlement early this week. This is CPR News.